Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Guys, this is the Heart Love Radio Show, and this is your host, Reverend Dr. G. Wright. And I hope you guys are doing well today, wherever you guys are. And, you know, it has been some time. So I'm coming to you live on, what's going on, guys? Reverend Dr. G. Wright. I'm live on Blog Talk Radio already. I hope you guys are having a good night, wherever you guys are. Hope you guys are encouraged. Tonight's message is entitled Live. It's entitled Live. I went to my aunt's funeral recently, and it made me think about a lot. It made me think about a lot. Hey, Kathy. It made me think about the woman of God that she was, and it also made me think, you know, I wish that I would have spent more time with her than I had spent, and I would have invested more, and would have, you know, and I realize it goes both ways, you know, with family, you know, we live in different places in the United States, you know, we are not get a chance, that opportunity, but the love was always there. The love was always there, and it just made me really think a lot, think about life, think about everything that I've been experiencing in this season. I hope you guys are doing well. What's up, Kathy? And so tonight's message is entitled Live. Now, I thought about my aunt. I thought about her life that she lived. I thought about the woman of God she is and how she raised five beautiful, God-fearing daughters, you know, our cousins. And it was great. It was great to see them. It was great to see them meet. I met two of my cousins and a whole host of cousins. Two of her daughters, I met them, but I've kept in touch with three of them. So it was great to meet family, see family, and meet some family I hadn't seen before in a long time. Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you so much, Kathy. You know, and one thing that I've told someone, because I tell you guys, I sit up here and I look, and whenever I'm going on Facebook, I'm sending out condolences and prayers. I'm like, I go on Facebook Live, and I go on Facebook, and I'm seeing so many people have lost their parents, they've lost their loved ones, and I'm just so grateful that God has kept me, and I'm still here. Because, you know, if you don't know, you know, I went through a depression, great depression. I'm talking about the Great Depression. I went through a great depression, and God brought me through it. God brought me through that. So I'm really, really encouraged and really, really encouraged and really thankful that God brought me through that. So tonight I'm talking about live. I'm coming from Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 to 37. You know, guys, people are hurting. People are losing loved ones. And, I mean, there's some people I've known who have passed away from COVID. So I'm saying, guys, we are not promised tomorrow. So this message tonight is hopefully a message that will encourage you in your walk, that will encourage you to say, you know what, let me live and do what God has called me to do and become the man or woman God has called me to become. So I pray that this message will encourage you. And I'm coming from Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 through 37. And this is Jesus talking, right? He says, make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad, For a tree is recognized by its fruit. Whew. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you'll be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. May Lord have blessed your reading of his word. What's going on, cousins? How are you? So I'm encouraged today. I'm encouraged. I'm thinking about my aunt who passed away, Aunt Anne. She lived a good life. And her fruit was good. Her fruit was good. Her tree was good. And when you sit back and you listen to stories that people told about their experiences with Aunt Anne, you know, you can hear the love, you can hear the joy, you can hear all these different things about how great she was. I just remember the first time I met her, I met my aunt, and I was like, wow, I have, like, guys, I came from a family with many aunts, and my uncles who've married, and so I had, there's more aunts. My mom had five sisters, so I grew up with a whole bunch of aunts, so to find two more aunts to add to that, Aunt Anne and Aunt Mildred, I was like, what? And it was so much love. And I look at this picture, and it's like so much love. And it's always great to see her. Always great to see her. And I'm going to tell you guys this. Look at the fruit. At the end of your life, what are they going to say about you? Is your fruit good? Is your fruit good? Thank you. Thank you so much, Cousin Aunt. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, is your fruit good? And it came with this message about live, because it's like, guys, sometimes we're holding back. We're not living. Then if we not just living, but living for the Lord and having some good fruit, having something good, because we're going to stand before God one day. We're going to go back on the other side. We're going to return from where we came. And the question is, how are we living? How are you living? Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad, for a tree is recognized by its fruit. And when I listen out there, and I listen to eulogy, and I looked at all these people who had come for, you know, to celebrate my aunt, her life, her legacy, and what she's left behind, and her children and her grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. You know, listen, guys, I want my fruit to be good. I want to see, we can experience life now. We can live for the Lord now. We can experience that now. But what is your fruit looking like? What is your fruit looking like? And one of the things that I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to go into the message, Pastor Walter R. Houston, I believe was our pastor, and he gave the eulogy, and he said something like this: live and don't keep worry in, I think he said more so like this, don't keep worry in your pantry. It messes up the other ingredients. Don't worry. Be happy. And one of the things that happened when I listened to that message, you know, I thought about that thing about worrying. Sometimes, guys, we're worrying so much that we don't even live. Sometimes we're just worrying so much that we don't even think about living, because we're so worried about what's going to happen, what happened last week, this person didn't do that, that person didn't do that, and what's going to happen in the future. How about being present in your day-to-day, being present in your now, and live? My first point tonight is this: change your behavior. If you're saying, you know what, I want to live. I want to experience God's blessings in my life. I want to experience God today. So sometimes, guys, we have to look at ourselves. We have to be willing to say, change my behavior. How am I living? How am I thinking? Am I thinking godly or am I thinking worldly? Am I thinking future? Am I living because this person hurt me 10 years ago? Well, I'm not going to talk to that person because that person did me wrong 5 or 6 years ago. You know, so it's just stuff to make us really, really think. What's going on, Pastor Torrey's in the house? What's going on, Dr. T? You know, tonight we're talking about live. Tonight's message is entitled Live. First point tonight, change your behavior. And that's what we're talking about. See, oftentimes, guys, we want results, but we don't want to do the work. And why am I saying this, guys? Because I don't want to go through life blasé, the same old, same old. You know, sometimes we go through same, we say same phase, and this person say same thing. We're going to do this. We say we're going to do this. But sometimes we do it, and sometimes we don't. But listen, I want to live. I don't know about you, but I want to experience God's blessings in my life. Now, I want to live. I want to move and do what he's called me to do. But sometimes, guys, we have to be willing to change our behavior. So first point tonight is change your behavior. Change your mindset. Be willing to do the work. Because, see, sometimes we want the end results, but we don't want to have to do the work. When I think about my aunt, and I think about, I heard stories about how she held people accountable in her church. There's one young lady who's almost like another daughter to her. I should say another cousin to me. You know, listen, she held people accountable. Her fruit spoke by itself. Listen, guys, if we want people, our fruit, not for people, but for God to get the glory. God bless you too. If we want God to get the glory, we want our fruit. If you want, let me see what's going on. Somebody's trying to call. Hey, I might bring you on. Bless you too, Pastor Torrey. I might bring Pastor Torrey on in a minute. Change your behavior. You know, the fruit, when I thought about that fruit, I thought about how my aunt lived and you see the results. Listen, guys, if you want results, you got to do something. Be willing to be different. Guess what? It's not about us, you know, there's going to be only one Kathy. There can only be one cousin, a.k.a. Tony. There can be only one Pastor Troy. There can be only one Isaac, you know. So if I'm trying to be like Pastor Torrey, there's only one Pastor Torrey. It doesn't matter how much I try to be like Pastor Torrey, there's going to only be one Pastor Torrey. I hope you don't mind me using you, Pastor Torrey. There's going to only be one. It's okay to be yourself. And sometimes you got to be willing to say, you know what, Lord, mold me into the man or woman that you desire for me to be. You know, see, without change, there will be no change. It sounds simple. It's not like a play of words, but without change, there will be no change. Hey, cuz, hey, Tondi. Without change, there can be no change. Yes, that's true, Pastor Torrey. Pastor Torrey says, got to have a change mindset. That is so true, Pastor Torrey. Pastor Torrey, I'm going to bring you on here one Thursday, Pastor Torrey. You got to have a change mindset. Without change, there will be no change. If you say, I want to go for this, I want to do what you called me to do, Lord, then you go ahead and you believe him, you pray, and you go ahead and you do what you've got to do. Because if you keep on doing the exact same thing and you get the exact same results, you want a different result, you know, it's called insanity, right? We keep on doing the exact same thing, expecting a different result. We have to be willing to put the work in to change our behavior. Change our mindset, change the way we're thinking, change the way we're acting. How can we expect the blessings of God if we're acting a fool? Then expect God to bless us. Bless that. God's not going to bless that mess. Stop acting like a fool. Use some wisdom. Change your behavior. You know, and that's something we have to be willing to do. That's what we got to be willing to do. Hey, Mom. I'm so glad that my cousin Tanya is here on tonight, guys. Hey, Mom. You know, then this whole thing is this. Be real with yourself. Do I want to change? Because sometimes we can say, I want to change, right? But the question becomes, are we really willing to change? Change your behavior. Change the way you're thinking. Tonight we're talking about live. Tonight's message is live. Be real with yourself. Do I want to change? Sometimes we might say, oh, I want all the things you have for me, Lord. But when we begin to go through and God begins to allow us to go through some experiences, then we say, I didn't sign up for all of this. I didn't sign up for this, Lord. I did not sign up for this right now. But guess what? Part of that thing is about living. I'm gonna share something with you guys that one of my cousins told me. One of my cousins told me this. You know, how do you know someone's living? When you hook that the things that they with the cardio things for the heart, EKG, you hook those things up to you, right? You know, you have the, you know, the thing goes up and down. It goes, if you know it goes flat, that's you're dead. So it goes up and down. It flutters. Guess what? You can have some ups. You got some downs. That's how you know you're living. That's how you know you're still here. You're still living because guess what? You're going to have some ups. And guess what? You're going to have some downs. That's how you know you're living. But if you say you want to live, you want to experience what God has for you, then you've got to be willing to change. But you have to ask yourself, do I really want to change? Because guess what? Life's going to happen. And if we allow ourselves to change, if we allow ourselves to grow, if we allow ourselves to learn about what we're going through, guess what? We will learn. Guess what? We will grow if we are willing to allow ourselves to grow. The question is, do I really want to change? Because if you know, if you say, you know, about change, this whole thing about living and the fact that you have to change your behavior, to change your mindset, do you really want to do that? Yeah, then this whole thing also about this thing about changing your behavior, like Pastor Troy was saying, changing your mindset, you've got to be willing to let it go. You have to be willing to let go of the pain. You've got to be able to let go of some things so that you can look at life differently. But if you're holding resentment, if you're holding hostility towards people and things like that in your past, you're trying to move forward, you're trying to do what God's called you to do. See, I'm trying to live, Lord. I'm trying to live. Sometimes, guys, you have to forgive. You have to forgive. And forgiveness is not acquitting someone for what they've done, in a sense. You know, you recognize that they've done this, but you're saying, you know, I'm forgiving so I can move forward, so I can move beyond that. You know, it's not saying that what they did is right. That's what I'm saying. But it's not saying I'm giving you a free card. No, forgiveness is letting that thing go so it won't keep you from not moving forward in your life. So if you say you want to live, you're talking about living, because I shared this earlier that my aunt passed, one of my aunts had passed, and I went to her funeral, and I just thought about her life. I thought about the fruit. Her fruit was so good. Her fruit. Listen, it says, like I said, for those who came on, I read from Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 through 37. The first part, it says, make a tree good, and its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. A tree is recognized by its fruit. You know, listen, if you want to live and you want to live, and I said, you know what? I want to live. I want to be the man that God's called me to be. I want to do what he's called me to do. That's ultimately, that's my number one goal. And guess what? You have to change the way you think. You need to change the way you think. You have to change your behavior. You can't be going out there acting like a fool. Drop of a hat, acting like a fool. Then expect God to bless it. Acting like a fool. You know, do what you're supposed to do. And sometimes, guys, letting go, you guys let it go so you can free yourself so that you can live, so that you can change your behavior. If you're holding on to bitterness, resentfulness, and all these different things, how can anything good come from that? Some people can't move forward because they're holding on to past hurts. But if you say, I want to live, I want to do what God's called me to do, and I want my fruit to be good, then you got to be willing to say, you know what, let me change the way I'm thinking. Let me change the things that I am doing. You know, what's going on, guys? Hey, what's going on, cuz? What's going on, cuz? Good to see you. Love you, too. And listen to this, guys. Really ask yourself. Really, really digging deep, 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 deep within yourself and cross-examining yourself and saying, you know, checking yourself. Sometimes we got to check ourselves, right? You say, I want to live. I want to do these new things. I want to become this person you called me to become. I want to do the things you called me to do. Then life happens. How do we handle when life happens? Remember, living, I say, I want to live. Yes, I want to live. But guess what? You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. If you say, I want to live, guess what? You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. Just like I was saying, when you hook yourself up, and they hook you up to do the EKG, and you see the thing goes it moving, you can have some ups, you can have some downs. How you know you're living? But what are you doing in between those ups and downs? How are you living? How are you coping with those different things? You see, I'm telling you guys this for myself. I've shared this before. You know, I went through a lot of depression these years are going by so quickly. Probably about 6 years ago. 6 years ago. Longer than that. But just built up. And by 2014, 2015, I'd already lost some key people in my life. And it just seemed like I was going to funerals like this. 2014, 2015, they had a funeral almost every other week. It was crazy. And people were looking at me like, this guy is crazy. But the thing about it is that if I wouldn't have gone through that, I definitely wouldn't have gone through this. I definitely would not have the coping skills, the coping mechanisms or strategies to deal with right now. I didn't say in the past year and a half, since right before COVID began, you know, I lost some key players in my life. And it seemed like I've lost about 9 or 10 people I know. About half of those family. In the past 3-4 months, I've lost an uncle, 2 aunts, a cousin, 2 friends, just 2 people I knew passed away from COVID. So listen, guys, this is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, when I said to myself, I'm not going to go back to overeating and doing like I used to do. I want to live. I want my food to be good. So part of the thing is this, when you go through and so you can be prepared for what's going to happen in the next phase of your life. So we go through what we go through so we can learn, so that we can grow. You know, I want to live. I say, oh, that sounds great. I want to live. I want to live too. With that comes ups and downs. But what are you doing in that process? You have to change your behavior. You have to change your mindset. And sometimes, guys, and it's not easy. Sometimes you have to say, Lord, please show me how to navigate in this season. Lord, which season am I in right now? How do you want me to react? Am I in a season to be quiet? Am I in a season to be still? Am I building? Am I tearing down? But I want to encourage you guys this. I'm hoping this touches your heart. I hope it encourages you, and I'm encouraging myself. Change your behavior, change your mindset. Then cross-examining your actions. Be willing to say, you know, I'm going to check myself. Am I right in this situation? Am I wrong? You know, certain things I share on here, like if my mom would say, everything is not for Facebook. And I definitely do agree with that. Some things is just between you and God, you know. But this part, cause I was about to share something, but that was a conversation between my mom and I. So I'm going to keep it right there. But I can share this. You know, I'm not going to preach about our conversations. I'm not going to do that, I promise. But checking yourself. One thing that I can say I love about my mom and I, we'll keep it real with each other and be like, you know, if you're wrong in a situation, you're wrong. We might say what we're going to say, and then we might come back and say, look, I thought about that. Please forgive me. You know, cross-examining. What does that have to do with living? Guys, when you have those ups and downs, sometimes you might be emotional. Sometimes you might be going through things and dealing with things. Guess what? Sometimes, guys, if you know where you are emotionally, you know, that's kind of like if you're going through something, you already know you're emotional, sit back. It's not a time to respond because you're already emotional. Your emotions are high. You're a little bit sensitive. You know, someone might do something, you might pop off. So you got to be willing to say, you know what? Let me chill out. Let me be quiet. It's good to know where you are emotionally. Be honest. In Psalm 139, verse 23, it says this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Well, see what happens when God really does that. What happens when God really tests us? Let's say you have those anxious thoughts. Well, you might not have those anxious thoughts. But sometimes you don't know what you're made of until you go through some things, until you had a test. You cannot have a testimony without a test. So in living, guys, this whole thing about living, guess what? You are going to have some tests. Guess what? There are going to be some things that are going to happen. You are going to be tested. But how do you deal with that? You might say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. And the whole thing about cross-examining, say, Lord, please help me. Help me to become a better person. You want to live? Help me become a better person. You know, and then be real with yourself and with God and honest with God. Be real and honest with yourself and with God. You know, sometimes, guys, sometimes it's okay to say, you know, Lord, I'm not. And of course, have some reverence for God. You know, you're just not going to just approach God any kind of way. Be reverential. You know, this is your creator. You know, but, you know, be honest, say, Lord, you know, help me because I'm having a hard time dealing with this season in my life. See, sometimes we're trying to be so strong. This whole thing about living, trusting God, examining yourself, checking yourself and trusting God. Trusting God. Be honest. God, it's like this. You might not want to admit it. You might not want to admit it. But guess what? Your parents, if they've raised you and they've been invested in your life, guess what? They know you. They know your looks. They know you. Just like if you have kids, you know your kids. If you've taught kids, if you have your nieces and nephews, you know, you learn them. The thing about it is that just being honest and say, look, if you're struggling, you're struggling. Sometimes your parents are just waiting for you to say, look, I'm struggling. I told mom something one day, and she's like, I already knew that. I was just waiting for you to tell me. Go ahead and do what you're going to do, and I'll be patient. I was like, okay, mom. All right, thank you. You know, guess what? Your parents know you. Guess what? Your parents know you. Just like that, God knows us. We just have to be willing to say, you know, okay, God, you know, Lord, I'm struggling this season. You know, I know I said, search me, oh God, know my thoughts, but you're testing me. And this test, I'm getting tired of this test. I'm getting tired of this test. You know, and we talk about, you know, I've talked about being learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. But when you're uncomfortable, when you're in an uncomfortable situation or situation you cannot control, and it's like, I want to live. Well, guess what? Keep on living. Keep on doing what God has called you to do. But the thing about it is that honestly, guys, you know, being comfortable, being uncomfortable, understanding that God is going to work things out, understanding that we might not be in control of everything. You know, guys, that's real. And sometimes God's just waiting for us to say, Lord, I need you. I need you. Just like sometimes our parents wait, and sometimes just like we wait for our children, those of us who have children, to say something. If you have nieces and nephews or, you know, sometimes we're waiting. I'm not going to do anything. I know that person needs this, but I'm going to wait. But see, we got to be willing to cross-examine and check ourselves. Lord, am I right in this situation? Or am I wrong in this situation? Am I being selfish in this situation? Or am I really being helpful in this situation? Then you have to ask yourself this question. Are you happy? Is this what God wants for me? Have you ever, this whole thing about living, guys, and doing what God's called us to do, right? Have you ever asked yourself, you know, am I happy? Is this what you've called me to do? Listen, I'm going to tell you guys this. As I'm building up my ministry and different things like that, and I'm preaching every week and people coming through, and I appreciate your support and everything, you know, sometimes it can become a lonely road. But guess what? I'm not by myself. And guess what? God will not put too much on us that we cannot bear. Remember, life, the little lifeline, the life, little life. When that line goes, you flatline, you're dead. But as long as you live, that thing is going to go. You're going to have some ups. You're going to have some downs. You know, I was talking with someone last week, and I asked them one of my neighbors to do something for me in my absence. And he said, you know, yeah, you've had a lot of losses. And I see you've had a lot of losses. God, I was like, huh? I've had a lot of, you know, we're texting. And I thought about it. I said, yeah. But you know what? This time, God, I'm not focusing on the losses. I'm thanking God for the memories. I'm thanking God for the role that the people played in my life. I'm thinking about the loving times. And mind you, grief is grief. So guess what? If you don't go through those that process of grief and those different stages of grief, guess what? Some things, you know, eventually you're going to have to, you know, when you're living, you can go through those. If you live and you fully live and you are in the moment, you are in the now, you're living, you're embracing your now, guess what? You're going to experience anger. You're going to experience grief. You're going to experience denial. You're going to experience all these sadness, depression. You're going to experience all these different things. You know, it's just a matter of what you do with that. You know, so it's like, Lord, okay, I guess I have gone through some things. But I said to myself, I am not, and I had to say this, sometimes because, you see, God, life, death is in the power of the tongue. Sometimes you have to speak it, what you're not going to do. And I was like, I am not going back to that dark place. I'm not going backwards. I had to tell myself, nope, nope, and nope. Okay. You know, I'm not saying I made that connection, that disconnect with you're going through losses, you're going through this. And it's like, you know what? Okay, there have been some losses. There have been a lot of people. There have been some losses. But I said, you know, Lord, help me through this. But one thing, I am not going back to that place again. I just said, I'm not doing it. I just said, I'm not doing that. You know, so that whole thing of cross-examining yourself, ask yourself, are you happy? And some guys, you know, grief is real. Grief is real. And, you know, and I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with it. And the whole thing, like the whole thing about that I'm talking about tonight, about living and looking at your fruit, seeing the type of life that you're living in, and what kind of legacy are you going to have connected to your name when you're gone? What kind of legacy are you going to have connected? You know, this person helped me. This person did this. This person did that. This person, you know, and this is something just to hear what people have done and how they have touched people's lives. You know, again, make a tree good, its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. And I thought about my aunt. Like I told you, I thought about my aunt, Anne, who passed. And it's like, you know what? I want to have good fruit. You know, then I got to change my mindset. And guys, it's not a one time. I want to tell you guys this. It's not like, I don't know if you guys think about this sometimes that, hey, Oscar, if you think about, like, I want to change my mindset. And, you know, I'm going to change my mindset. So it's Tuesday, 9:35 Eastern, 9:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm changing my mindset. Guess what? Life is still going to happen. And you might have to remind yourself tomorrow, September 1st, change your mindset. So it's a constantly, sometimes we have to constantly remind ourselves and encourage ourselves to change our mindset. How am I thinking? How am I living? Change my mindset. Help me, Lord. Help me. Sometimes we do have to do that. We do have to be willing to say, you know what, Lord, I need you right now. Check myself. Sometimes we got to check ourselves. And then I say this, look at your own fruit. Be willing to say, you know what, let me look at my fruit. Is it, you know, it says, make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 through 37. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. Sometimes we have to be willing, that whole thing about living and checking ourselves, we got to be willing to be honest. No, I cursed that person out the other day. That wasn't a good thing. That person was just asking for a bottle, and I took all my anger, all my frustration, I cursed that person out. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there, guys? Keep it real. What's going on, cuz? What's going on? What's going on, guys? You know, have you ever been there? You curse somebody out? You have to be honest, you know, or you're very nasty. Sometimes, guys, we take our anger, we take our frustration on other people. One thing they asked was a pen, to borrow a pen. He cursed them out, you know? You know, have you ever been there? Oscar gave thumbs up. Have you ever been there? You know, sometimes you have to be willing to look at your own fruit and say, Lord, that wasn't right. What's up, Daily Ray? What's up, Ray? What's going on? Tondalea. We got Tondalea in here. Hey, Tondi. Linnea. Hey, Linnea. You know, but being willing to look at your fruit and say, okay, that wasn't right. And so, guys, I want you guys to do this. I want you guys to do this. You know, sometime today, tonight, or the next couple of days, just sit back and just examine your own fruit. Examine your tree. Examine your actions. Have you been kind to people today? Have you been nasty to people? Is your fruit good or is it bad? And be honest, you know, and sometimes, guys, we have to go back and say, look, I apologize. I was going through something at the time, and I said some things. And mind you, it's up on the person to accept the apology. It's up to the person to accept the apology. But once you've done your part, it's on them. They have to be willing to do their part. You know, so my cousins are coming on tonight. I'm talking about tonight's message is entitled Live. First point, change your behavior. Second point, cross-examine your actions. Check yourself. Third point. Let me finish saying this real quick. And that whole thing that I was telling you guys about taking your own fruit, taking the next couple of days. What's up, Special K? Taking a couple of days. You know, and just be willing to really honestly be. Think about your relationships. During the time of being with my family, I thought about healthy relationships, and I put that on my board that I want. Thank you, praise God, Special K, that I want to have healthy relationships. This whole thing about living, I want to have healthy relationships. Be willing to look at your relationships and ask yourself, are those relationships healthy? Do you have good fruit or bad fruit? What is coming out of your mouth? What are your actions on it? Is it good fruit or is it bad fruit? Thank you so much, Special K. Thank you so much. You know, guys, we have to be willing to look at our own fruit. Yeah, Oscar. Oscar says, I agree. Yeah, we have to be willing to look at our own fruit. Look at our own actions. How this whole thing, because I said, I want to live. And I saw how my aunt touched people's lives. And I'm like, God has blessed me with some great aunts. You hear me? Some great aunts and uncles. Well, my aunts, my parents are still here. I'm listening, guys. I tell you guys this. I am who I am right now because of the sacrifices that my mom made. So I love my mother, and I'm thankful for my father. You know, God brought me in through those two, and I'm grateful. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for them, and I love them. You know, but be willing to look at your own fruit. Be willing to look at your own fruit, your own actions, your own thoughts. Are you plotting? Sometimes people will just spend time plotting. So that's kind of how I say this. I don't share everything with everyone because my mom had always taught me that. You know, everything does not involve everyone. Everything that you're doing does not involve everyone. You go ahead and do what you're going to do. You know, everyone doesn't need to know your business. And so sometimes people are sabotaging. So you have to ask yourself, am I a sabotager? Do I sabotage people when they're trying to move forward? You know, examine your own fruit. Examine your own fruit. Brian says, yes, we do. Hey, Brian. Oscar says, Bible says the most dangerous part of our bodies is the tongue. Careful what we say. God is watching. That's so true, Oscar. My cousin aunt says, self-reevaluation is important. Yes. And this, thank you. Thank you, cousin aunt. Self-reevaluation is important. It's not just that one-time thing. It's not that one-time thing. You're not just examining yourself on this day. You examine yourself. Spend time examining your actions. Could I have done that better? Was I Was I polite? Was I rude? Now, mind you, sometimes, guys, when you're too nice, people don't understand sometimes. Sometimes you, I'm not going to even say that on here. There's a difference being rude. There's a difference being direct and being rude, okay? So you can be firm and you can be direct. You know, that doesn't mean it's bad, you know, being direct. But, you know, are you being nasty? Look at your fruit. We have to be willing to reevaluate, like my cousin was saying, self-reevaluation. Look at your own fruit. Being willing to say, you know what, let me reevaluate myself. And it's every day. Now, you said it's a daily thing. It's a process, a daily. What you're saying, Oscar, about that, because Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, "You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks." From out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when people get drunk and they say different things, they say, "Oh, I was just drunk." No, you really said what you wanted to say, but you've been really wanting to say it, but now you're intoxicated. You have more guts to say, really say what you want to say. So when you say what you say, it comes out your mouth. Like I tell people all the time, if it comes out your mouth, I'm taking it for what you're telling me. If you know me, I can be fun. I'm not a joker. You know, I might have my moments where I might have something to laugh at and tell a joke. More so when I'm telling a joke, I'm just being myself, really. But I don't really play a lot. And if you say, people only know what you say by what you say. And it says, well, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. People speak, they say what they mean to say that first time. Believe it. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that man will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken, for by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Forgive so you can be forgiven. If you want to be forgiven, forgive people. It's not like they're going to become your best friend. It's not like you had to put people back those where they were. This whole thing about living, be willing to be honest about how what you're feeling, what you're going through, and all that stuff. Like you said, Brian, watch what's coming out your mouth. That's right. Karen, reevaluate. Right. Thank you, Oscar. Preach. You know, guys, we have to be willing to watch what we say. This whole thing about living, everything works together. Nothing just happens in your life. Live through the pain. Live through the hurt. Don't allow those experiences to break you that you stop living. Learn from them. Learn from those things. Learn from it. Write out for me, Brian. Write out for me. Explore James 3, 5, 6. Thanks. I'm going to share what Brian's sharing. James 3, 5, and 6. Okay, 5 and 6. "Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great force is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is set on fire by hell." Thank you, Brian. That's a great verse. Thank you so much. Listen, guys, the mouth, the tongue, would you speak about what comes out your mouth? Listen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I caught myself saying some things, and I had to correct myself, because guess what we've been preaching and talking about? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So instead of saying it will never happen, Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to see this situation the way you see. Lord, I'm going to pray and speak out that your will be done in this situation. I'm going to live. I'm going to share this again. Well, I shared at the top. This pastor who did a eulogy at my aunt's funeral, Pastor Walter R. Houston, said this. He basically saying, don't keep worry in your pantry. It messes up the other ingredients. Don't worry. Be happy. This whole thing about living, guys. And I said, Lord, you know, I want to live. And I want my fruit to be good. But sometimes we have to be willing to check ourselves. Do we want the things we want because of God, or do we want those things because we want those things? And God, of course, God wants us to have goals. He wants us, He's given us desires. We have desires. He's given us free will. But the question is, are we praying, Lord, I pray that this desire that within me lines up with your desire for my life? Now, this other point, guys, this other point tonight I have tonight is this: explore options to find out what works for you. If you want to live, you want to do something different, and you're saying, you know what, let me change the way I'm thinking about this. Let me look at my actions. Explore options. Put those things into practice. Be willing to, if you have this, you know, I want to open up a center for kids. Well, you got to do some research on that. Do some research on that. You're saying, Lord, I want to do what you call me to do. Look at your gifts. Look at what God has blessed you with. Look at what God has given you. How is David going to take out Goliath? What did he have in his hands? And he used what he had in his hands. What has God given you? What gifts has he placed within you? Lord, I don't know what the next step is. I want to do something, but I don't know what it is. Look at your gifts. What are you good? What are you good? How are you good? What are you good? I don't want to say good at, because I'm not grammatically correct. What are your gifts? What do you enjoy? What's effective? Look at your gifts. Some of you guys, you're inspirational. You wouldn't even realize it. Someone's on here, and I call her HME, but I'm not going to tell you guys what that means. But she knows it, and she told me something. She told me something. I have that thing written on my wall right now. It's basically something that says something like this: I don't know the answer to everything, but I know the great way to make a mistake, something like that. It's trying to please everyone, you know, and I appreciate that. And guess what? I held on to that, and I've held on to that now for almost 11 years. So explore, you know, what works for you. Listen, that's saying encourage me. Listen, you might not know how you encourage people. You might not know that. You might say that one thing, that one word, that one smile, that one hug might change someone's life. So you say you want to live. I want to live. I want to be effective. I want to do what God's called me to do. What gifts has God given you? And be willing to explore those gifts. You know, sometimes we like to invest in other people, right? But how about investing in yourself? How about the energy that you put into other people's dreams? You put those energy into your dream. There's some people I know who will invest. They will invest in people. Financially, they will invest their time. They will stay up all night. They will do everything. They will even help them with their treatment plan. Not the treatment plan. with their plans. You know what I'm trying to say, guys. They will help them with their plans and their business plans and all these different things. But when it comes to their goals, they will not invest in themselves. Take that same energy. Take that same energy that you invest in people and invest that energy into yourself. It is okay. It is okay, because how can that dream be built if you don't invest that time in it? See, the door is open. I believe, guys, I'm speaking to someone tonight. Not me, even me, but I believe that this message is for someone out there tonight, not just me. I know it's for me first, but this message is for someone out there tonight. Those prayers you've been praying, the tears you've been crying, look at what God has placed in your hand and believe that God's going to open up that door. But sometimes you got to write down that vision. You have to write it down, make it plain, and then put the action, put the work, and watch what God is going to do in your life this season. So don't just cry. Go ahead and do what God is telling you to do. Go ahead and step out. Well, I want to write a book, write your book. Well, I want to start this up, but start it. Sometimes we say, I'm putting it on God. God, you said, God, what is in your hand? God said right now in this season to us, what is in your hand? What is in your hand? What do you have in your hand? What have I blessed you with? After we say, wow, thank you. Thank you too. God's blessed us with words. He's blessed us with thoughts. He's blessed us with gifts. He's blessed us with words. What are we speaking on with our lives? I want to live. I will live. There's a difference. I want to live. What's keeping you from living? I don't know if am I the only one. I want to live. I want to live. Change the words. I want to live. No, I will live. I am going to live. There's a difference. I want to. Well, what's keeping you from doing it? Just change your words. I will live. I will do what God has called me to do. I should not die but live and go in the name of the Lord. You might be feeling down, but I want to encourage you tonight that you've got to speak life over yourself. You got to speak life over your situation. I will live. I will live. I will do what God has called me to do. Invest in yourself and invest in your goals. Write out that plan and ask God to bless it. Ask God to open up those doors that need to be opened. And ask the Lord, is this the season? And then be open. Be flexible. This whole thing about living, be flexible. Because sometimes we might think, oh, I want to go right, and God might say, I need to go straight. Sometimes we might say, I want to keep on going to, and God might say, stop. Sometimes, you know, be flexible. Be willing to hear what God's telling you to do and be flexible. Then it comes down to this thing. Is it about God or is it about you? Is it what you desire to do in your life? Do you want God to be glorified? Was it about you? Is it about your flesh or is it about God? Guys, you know, life is not promised. So some of us have like these goals, but are those the goals that God really wants us to do? So sometimes we're fighting against God because we say, I want this, but the universe, God's opened up this door over here. I don't want to go there. I want this. Am I the only one? So we have this whole thing about being living, about living. We got to be flexible. One thing that I was encouraged by my aunt's life was the fact that she did not allow, my aunt Ann did not allow things to keep her. She was always happy. You know, she was happy. She was stern and she loved the Lord. But she was happy. She didn't let those things keep her down. I want to encourage you. Don't allow things that you're going through today to keep you from moving forward and doing what God has called you to do. And be flexible. Be flexible. You might be going through some crazy times right now, but God is still God. You might feel like you want to throw in a towel, but guess what? God is still able to keep you. He is still able to take care of you. It might not be the way you want it, but God is able. Be willing to repent and get it right. Lord, I'm going about this thing the wrong way. Lord, I've been going down the wrong path. Please help me to stay focused on you. Please help me to stay focused on you. Please help me in this season of change not to lose focus. Glory to God. I don't know about you. I'm getting my own breakthrough. Listen, being willing to repent and get it right. Lord, please help me. Please help me. Listen, this season has changed, guys. I shared with you guys before. No, well, I don't know if I did, but the season is changing, and it's changed. It's happened so quickly. Now, I didn't expect it to happen the way it's happened, but it has happened. And it's happening. But the focus, keep our focus on God. Life is happening. And while life is happening, guess what? We still got to check our behavior. We still have to cross-examine our actions, check ourselves. We still have to explore options. You know, this is representing life, right? Like, you know that thing I was showing you guys about earlier? where they hit like the EKG and they read it, you know, you have ups and downs. That's how you know you're living. So I said, I want to live. Yes, I want to live. Okay, we're going to have some ups and downs if you're living. If you're not living, you see this, you're flatlined. You're not living. You're dead. But if you're living, you're going to have some ups and downs. I got that from, yeah, I got that from my friend Juju. Friend Juju, that's where I got it from. But listen to this. Be willing to repent and get it right. Be willing to repent. Lord, I messed up. God, sometimes God's just waiting for us to come to him. He already knows we messed up. He's just waiting for us to tell him, Lord, I messed up. Please forgive me. Please help me. Matthew 4:17. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of heaven is near, y'all. The kingdom of heaven is near. People are crazy out here. You don't see the end times? It is happening. And then people are leaving. And more people are leaving, you know, as someone said, has said, more babies are being born. But people are leaving. My thing is like, you know, I can't take what I have around here with me. I can't take any of this. You can't take what you have. It's a loan. We don't own anything. And when we're gone, we are gone. It's like we came in here, we're going to be gone. Except experiences. What are we learning? What are we supposed to learn in this lifetime? What are we supposed to learn? But I'm going to tell you guys, don't let fear keep you from moving forward. Don't let fear stop you from moving forward in this season. Be willing to repent. Be willing to get it right. And sometimes, guys, we have to be willing to go to people and say, look, I apologize. Please forgive me. I know that was wrong the way I spoke to you. It was wrong. I shamed you on Facebook. Listen, people are just shaming each other on Facebook. Would you want somebody to shame you on Facebook? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You want to live, but you want to live a good life. You want to make sure you have some good fruit. You want to make sure that when they're coming to, if they come to your funeral, they can say, you know what? I've been around that person. And I know that person, a man or a woman of God, that person has helped. This person has done this. That person has done that. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. And when I saw what my aunt had gone through, and I saw how she lived her life. And I seen my aunts who passed, and cousins and grandparents. I think about good fruit, good fruit. So I want to live. I want to encourage you to live. We're in that process of living. If you need to change your behavior to do better, change your behavior. Ask the Lord to help you. Help you. And go ahead and do those things that God's called you to do. Go ahead and make those changes. Go ahead and make the change. Without change, there is no change. Change your mindset. Cross-examine yourself. Explore options to find out what works for you. What might work for someone over here might not work for me. What might work for David might not work for me. What's up, David? What might work for Antonio might not work for me. What might work for my mother might not work for me. What works for you? And what has God given you in your hands? What has he blessed you with? Use those blessings and allow him to use those blessings to charge your life, to bring focus to your life. And go ahead and do what God has called you to do, because we are not promised tomorrow. I want to say God bless you. Live. Live. And if you don't know Jesus Christ right now, you're going to open up your heart right now and just ask him to come into your heart. And he will come into your heart. He will come into your heart. Kindle my heart. He will come into your heart. Kindle my love. Kindle the flame. Kindle my heart. I won't be the same. Happiness was only a dream. My dreams come true because of you. And that's why I had to say, kindle my heart, Lord. Kindle the flame. Kindle this love. Kindle my heart. Kindle the flame. You know, God bless you. And guess what? Listen, God wants to bless you. God has blessed you. Ask the Lord to come to your heart. Ask Jesus to come to your heart. Just ask the Lord, please forgive me for being a sinner. Please come into my heart. I believe you gave your life for me. I believe you rose again in 3 days. And I pray that you'll be Lord and King in my heart. In Jesus' name. You know, ask the Lord to come into your heart. Find a Bible believing church, congregation. Live. You can have some ups and downs. Don't give up. Live, because God loves you. Now, love yourself. Invest in what God has given you and go forward. God bless you. Be encouraged. I look forward to seeing you guys on Tuesday night. Please let me know how my ministry is. My ministry is Five Hearts Ministries. Please let me know how the Heart Love Radio Show, how this has touched your life or what you've received from this message. I thank you guys for coming through tonight, for sharing some love. And please share this on your pages. Perhaps something said tonight will touch and encourage someone's life. God bless you. Be encouraged and know that God is with you.